Arrasa León, buenas tardes a todos. Bienvenidos a esta rueda de prensa con nuestro premio Donostia de esta 65 edición. You can use your headphones. Okay. Supongo que no necesita presentación, pero bueno, tenemos el gran placer de contar con la presencia este año otra vez de Mónica Bellucci, que recibirá el premio Donostia esta noche. Así que empezamos, creo que tenemos preguntas ya un montón. Sí, vamos primero aquí. Tenemos una primera en la tercera fila. Tercera. Sí, un momentito.
Okay. Hola. ¿Cómo está? Muchas gracias. But I have to say that I had the chance to work, of course, with many different directors. And as you say, I've been work in film d'auteur, a film that are more like commercials. And to me, as I say all the time, to make my work as an actress is also a human experience. For example, tonight I'm here in Spain, and I have to say that I'm really honored and moved to receive this beautiful award, this Donostia award, from a festival that I respect so much, and from a country that I love. And for me, my work is a passion, actually. And through my work, I have the chance to travel around the world and to meet new culture, different cultures. So for me, it's really not just an experience as an actress, but most of all, a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Bien, sí, tenemos ahí una.
Sorionak, Lenik eta behin, felicitarte por tu carrera. Congratulations. Quisiera saber qué se siente después de tantos años de carrera recibir un premio Donosti. ¿Qué se rememora? ¿Qué te viene a la cabeza, ¿no? Después de tantos años, cuando recibes un premio, nada más. Felicidades.
But I think that to receive a prize is something that is not just a matter of ego, but also is a matter of love. And I think that my work, it represents communication. And we all need to communicate to the others who we are. I'll do through my work. And first of all, my work is a way to know myself better through the choices I make and the opportunities that directors give to me. And then, now I've been working for, I don't know, maybe 25 years, and it's beautiful to see affection, love, and respect. I think we all need that.
Okay.
Hola, buenas tardes, enhorabuena. Yo quería preguntarle, primero, bueno, damos vueltas a lo mismo de que siente con el premio, pero desde el punto de vista de que usted ha visto solapada su consideración de actriz con la de sex symbol, ¿no? Entonces, yo quería que me valorara el premio desde este punto de vista, porque es el premio a la actriz. Y en segundo lugar, si nos puede decir, en segundo y último lugar, ¿cómo va esa serie que usted estaba preparando y produciendo y en la que iba a actuar también? Muchas gracias.
I hope that I understood everything. What can I say? Of course, in my career, so many times they asked me questions about beauty, but I answer always the same. I say that beauty has just 5 minutes of time, because, of course, when you're pretty, people can get curious of you, but if there is nothing else behind, nothing is going to happen. So now I'm almost 53 years old and I keep working, so I hope it's not about beauty anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tenemos ahí, sí.
Bienvenida otra vez.
Aquí. Okay.
Bienvenida otra vez.
Gracias.
Felicidades.
Gracias.
Tengo dos preguntas. Dos. Vas a ser el único premio Donosti que le van a dar en el velódromo. Quiero decir, en un sitio enorme donde se ha habido eventos musicales de lo mejor. Que recuerde yo a Pink Floyd, por ejemplo. Y segundo, si has pensado en estar detrás de la cámara, quiero decir, en plan de dirección, en plan de director. Nada más.
Ah. But I like my work as an actress, and I think that I still have to learn so much. And I'm still have the same passion about what I do. And I think that never I'm going to direct. Maybe to produce, maybe to be part of a project in ideas of writing and everything. Put people together with different talents. But direction, no. Never, no. I don't think so. I have too much respect for this work, and I prefer to act. And I think that I have so much to give still.
Okay. ¿Tenemos ahí una pregunta? Sí. No, ahí, sí.
Buenas. Enhorabuena, el premio. Tengo dos preguntas. La primera, que la película que siente Mónica Bellucci más cerca de ella en su carrera, el director que quiere colaborar con él, que ha gustado colaborar con él más que los otros. Y la segunda pregunta, hay artistas en Siria, en el Irak, en Palestina que están sufriendo de la crisis humana ahí. Como artista, ¿cómo ves esta crisis humana ahí? ¿Qué es el mensaje que va a transformar para estos artistas? Gracias.
I have to say that it's so difficult to make a choice between the films I've done and the directors that I've been working with, because each one gave me different possibility to grow up. And also, sometimes I've done films that were so successful, sometimes I've done films that weren't successful, sometimes I've done films that never came out. And if I had to go back, I would do everything again, because through those experiences, I learned so much. And maybe there are films that were important to me, as Malena, of course, that was presented here, because it was an Italian film that gave him the chance to go around the world. A very violent film, but interesting as irreversible. Films like The Passion of Jesus Christ, or Irreversible, or Matrix, or I don't know. But sometimes I've done films that didn't go anywhere, but for me, personally, they were great experiences. And about countries where there is so much suffering, I can say that art is so important, because through art we can express ourselves. And I'm thinking that, for example, in Italy, during the Second World War was one of the worst periods, and politically, but the creativity was incredible, because through art we can express all the pain we have, and even if the politics can be difficult, the art represents the freedom. And actually, in the country where politically, everything is, there is no freedom, what they try to stop, first of all, is art, because art is the expression. But nobody can stop art.
Sí, Conchita.
Sí, una pregunta sobre su condición de mujer, ¿no? Quería preguntar a Mónica Bellucci si es consciente de que, en cierta medida, usted les hace un favor a muchas mujeres de 50, demostrando que no son invisibles, ¿no?
I think that so many things, I say always the same thing, but I think it's real, that things are really changing, and women are changing. Women have so much more respect for themselves. We are different from our mothers, from our grandmothers. We feel much more free. We feel more, we have much more courage to talk and to say what we need to say. And this is something that we learn from all those women they fought in the past. And we come from that generation. So I think that this changing is really something that is this generation of women. And because the women respect themselves much more, at the same time we see this in every work, not just in cinema, in everything. And because we respect themselves more, they respect us more. And in cinema we see this so much, so that's why we see all those incredible actresses still having great careers after so many years, as Julianne Moore, as Judi Dench, so many, many incredible actresses all over the world. And that's beautiful. It's beautiful to see this evolution.
Tenemos ahí una pregunta.
Sí, Mónica, perdona, dos preguntas. La primera, bueno, ¿podrías hablar en italiano que se traduce al español aquí y al inglés? Me gustaría escuchar la vela en lengua italiana, ¿no? Y la segunda, ¿cómo está el proyecto que tenías con interpretar a Sonia Gandhi? Que sería un proyecto interesante, que en 2007 parece ser que se frustró, ¿no? Bueno, no sé, ¿me has comprendido?
If I speak Italian, nobody will understand.
Sí, se traduce al italiano al inglés aquí.
Okay, so I have to answer in Italian. Allora, Sonia Gandhi ha un progetto molto bello come idea, in italiano, sto parlando italiano, quindi Sonia Gandhi ha un progetto molto bello come idea, ma ci vuole, l'idea non basta, no? Ci vuole anche il progetto giusto, la scrittura giusta, quindi... quando dico sì a un progetto è perché l'idea è bella e anche la scrittura è perfetta per il ruolo. Quindi se arriva un progetto ben scritto, certo che dico di sì.
Sì.
Understood?
Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas tardes. Yo quería preguntarle sobre el feminismo, que es cierto que ahora se habla, está en la agenda, pero no sé si es tanto si se consiguen cosas. Las actrices americanas son muy abiertas, han hecho grupo quejándose de que cobran menos que los actores. En ese sentido, ¿cómo ve las actrices en Europa? O sea, el cine europeo, yo tengo la sensación de que no hay una actitud de grupo, sino que incluso a veces no se habla de feminismo directamente, ¿no? No sé cómo lo ve usted, ¿no? En concreto, lo del dinero, que me parece que, sí, que hay respeto, pero el dinero, ¿no?
But I think this is not just in cinema, is in every work. I think the equality between men and women is not something that we have today. We are fighting for that, but of course, I mean, in society, women has to fight for so many things, and I think that women are under pressure all the time because We work, we have to take care of the kids, we have to do so many things, and sometimes the society is not made to give us the possibility to have a good balance. Just if you think that a woman, when she gives birth to a child, 3 months after, she has to go to work. And this is a very violent thing, to leave your child when she's 3 months old. So it means that the laws are not made by women.
Sí, aquí.
Hola, buenas. Mónica, felicitarte y preguntarte en esta línea femenina que estamos montados todos. ¿Tú tienes alguna militancia para la defensa de las mujeres? Porque en realidad los femicidios o se visibilizan más o han aumentado. Entonces, ¿cuál es tu mensaje a esas mujeres maltratadas y muchas veces dañadas para siempre con el ácido o con el maltrato cotidiano?
I'm an actor. I'm an actress. I'm not a politician. So I make an action through my life, and I fought all my life for freedom, to be independent, and I think that we as a women we have to learn how to be independent economically but also mentally. And I have the impression sometimes that it's much more easy to become independent in an economic way, but much more difficult to become independent in our minds. So there are so many women that even though they're so independent in their work and outside of the house, they are full of power and control, but then when they go into the house, they don't have power. And because it takes so much time to come out of a tradition that the tradition that we come from, the tradition that see women in the house, taking care of the kids, but not have the right to talk. So to have the courage to talk and to say what we really think, it takes so much time because we have to come out from the feeling of or feeling scared. And this scared feeling comes from our mother, grandmother, etc., etc. So it takes so long. But we are coming out. We are coming out.
Muy bien. ¿Tenemos preguntas? Sí, allí.
Hi, Monica. Sí.
No,
en el fondo.
I would
like to know if you can tell me exactly a precise moment when you realize that you have become a star.
Oh my God. There is just one person that can makes you feel as a star, and is your mother. If your mother makes you feel a star, you'll be a star. If your mother makes you feel nothing, you feel nothing all your life, even if you become a star.
Okay. Sí, tenemos ahí otra, sí. Mm-hmm.
Bueno, sorionak berriro ere, Mónica. Nahiko nuke jakin, quisiera saber si sigues un poquito el cine vasco. Todos los directores vascos que tenemos, Lorea que ha ido el año pasado a Hollywood, este año ha hecho a Ondilla. ¿Qué futuro le provees tú al cine vasco? Si sabes un poquito.
But I have to say that I think that maybe here there is the same problem sometimes that we have in Italy, that there is so much talent. Actors and directors are very talented. Yeah, but I think the problem is more economic problem and political. So of course that if there are no money to make first movies, it's very difficult to find new directors. and new actors. So the problem is not the talent, the problem are financing films.
Okay. ¿Puedes el micro, por favor, para la traducción? Sí, gracias.
Agnès Varda nos ha dado una lección otro día diciendo que ha hecho un último filme, ¿no? Pidiendo dinero a la gente. ¿Qué te parece eso, no? Te quiero decir, autofinanciándose, ¿no?
But that's the difference, for example, between France, that in France there is so much help, political help, for art in general, not just for films, but for opera, for theater. They make like 250 films by year. In Italy, for example, they make like maybe 100. And here, I think, is the same difficulty. So, of course, I mean, we need more help.
Ok, sí, tenemos ahí.
A ver, perdona. Aquí, estoy aquí. La pregunta sería, creo que se va a proyectar en Malena. Yo tengo un bonito recuerdo, porque yo creía que era aquel niño. Creo que se llamaba Renato, el personaje.
Sí.
¿Y qué recuerdos tienes de esa película de Malena? Un recuerdo bonito, me imagino que sí, claro.
Sí, molto bonito. I shot for 5 months in Sicily with Giuseppe Tornatore, and this was an Italian film, very important for me, like I said before, because this film went all over the world, and then if I had the chance to make films in America and in other countries, was also through Malena. And it was a very romantic film, but also very violent. And I think that this duality between poetry and violence is been always part of my career. Mm-hmm. Until the America Storizza movie that was presented last year. I think the poetry and violence is part of my work. I don't know why, maybe one day I'll understand.
Okay. Tenemos una pregunta al fondo. There.
Aquí, ya. Y siguiendo un poco sobre la pregunta del compañero, yo tuve ocasión de entrevistarla a usted hace 16 años en Barcelona y me explicó que Malena era hasta entonces su mejor experiencia como actriz en cine. Han pasado 16 años. ¿Considera todavía que Malena es la mejor película que ha hecho usted o su mejor trabajo?
It's so difficult to be really objective about yourself and your work. I think is I make my work, and then to judge is not my really what I have to do. Also, it's so too difficult to judge yourself. Also, because when you make a choice, everything is so instinctive. It's through instinct. So, but Malena. Is important for me, of course, because actually I wanted to work with Giuseppe Tornatore from the moment I saw Cinema Paradiso. And but this has happened. Sometimes we say in Italy, be careful what you want because it's going to happen. And actually, same thing happened when I saw Matrix. So I would love to do Matrix, and then the Wachowski's sisters. Called me for Matrix. Same thing when I saw a film with Emir Kusturica, when I saw The Time of the Gypsies, I said, oh my God, I would love to work with Emir Kusturica. And then, so sometimes it's funny that you express desires and then things come to you.
Okay. Una última pregunta, por favor, aquí.
Sí, aquí. Bueno, muchas felicidades por el premio. Y uno, durante su carrera ha hecho muchas películas y ha hecho referencia a la violencia que es parte integrante de la misma, ¿no? Quizás no tan bonita como Malena, pero sí que de esas películas que se quedan en la cabeza que hizo usted en el 2003 con Gaspar Noé, con el director argentino Gaspar Noé, que fue Irreversible, en la que, bueno, ya lo habrán preguntado algunas veces, ¿no? Pero tiene ahí un plano secuencia de un paso subterráneo que ustedes consiguieron el mismo efecto que consigue Spielberg con su tiburón, que nadie se acerque a las playas, ¿no? Pues con los vasos subterráneos pasa lo mismo. Siempre que te acercas a uno, te acuerdas de la secuencia. Esa secuencia tan violenta y tan especial, yo creo que fue muy difícil de grabar. ¿Qué recuerdos tiene usted técnicos a la hora de grabarla y qué sensación le pudo dejar?
Of course, Irreversible was a very violent movie, but cinema is representation of reality, is not reality. So I think that, of course, I've never been through something so terrible, thank God, but every woman can know what it means to get through that. And actresses have this kind of... There is a beautiful expression that Isabelle Huppert said one day, and she said, inside every actress there are princes, they are sleeping. Each time you make a role, one of those princes wake up. And I like this expression because it's like maybe an actress when choose a role is because you want to give life to something. And I think that Irreversible, the meaning of Irreversible is very strong and is violent, but also is also a film about love. And the way how it was shot was so modern, this kind of shooting that was so special. And when the film came out in Cannes, was a scandal some way because people thought it was too violent. But today is a cult movie and is a movie that young student studied at the university. And but it's incredible because when you make a movie, you make a movie and then you don't know what is going to happen. And that's why I think that maybe I'll understand why I made some choices. Maybe later I'll understand why I chose projects that sometimes were very violent and hard. I don't know, maybe other lives, who knows?
Muy bien. Bueno, la verdad es que nos encanta estar con Mónica Bellucci aquí, pero ella tiene una agenda que cumplir, recibe un premio esta noche, así que solo nos queda darle las gracias y desearle mucha suerte. Muchísimas gracias.